Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your sports team got you upset? Let it out with us.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Your sports station.
Welcome back. This, of course, is Heart Magic Man, music from Alexa, the theme this week. Joined now by Darren Fisher, the football coach at Goddard Eisenhower. Football practice scheduled to begin next Monday, I believe, Coach Fisher. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Happy to have you on. This has been a big news day in the world of football with both the Big Ten and the Pac-12 deciding that they were not going to play this fall. But what's a football guy like you? How do you react to that kind of news?
I think now I worry some about what's going to happen to the future of our sport and what's that look like for our high schools. We look at the higher levels for guidance, and, you know, we try to mimic a lot of the things that they do. And if they're starting to cancel seasons, my concern is that it's going to end up coming to us.
Yeah, are you one of those guys kind of want to play at I'm not going to say all costs because I know you don't feel that way, but do whatever it takes to play? Or I guess how cautious are you about it, about the idea of playing, and how much are you just, you know, we got to figure this out and play?
Well, I think the number one thing is always the safety of the kids. That's what you do with football. You know, we do so much for tackling, getting the head out of the way and doing our concussions, getting our guys prepared for the game so that way they can play as safe as they can. The biggest thing I think with this is there's not enough information to say, how do we really keep kids safe? There's not enough guidelines and things, and no one's really ran a test run through it with starting with the season. So it leaves us with a lot of unknowns. That becomes the scary part because you don't know if you're, are we doing everything right? Are we doing everything to keep kids safe? And, you know, we just follow the guidelines as much as we can and go play football.
Talking with Darren Fisher. He's the head football coach at Goddard Eisenhower. Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you end up here? I think you're originally from Colorado. Is that right?
That's correct. I was fortunate enough to play football and baseball at Tabor College, where I met my wife. And then I started coaching at Tabor College for a couple years, and then I was the head coach at Canton Galva High School for 2 years, and then got into Goddard as a Goddard High School as a D-line coach, and then became an O-line coach, then a defensive coordinator, and then found my way over here to Eisenhower.
Yeah, that's not totally atypical. We've seen, you know, other suburb schools that have had coaches kind of switch schools and maybe go be the head coach when they were a coordinator like you did. What was that like for you? Is that a difficult move to make when you're with one team and then you go over to the crosstown rival, so to speak?
It's always hard leaving the kids. You know, you put so much time and effort trying to get those kids to a certain level, to play at a certain level, and to get that buy-in. And that's what it's hard leaving. It's hard leaving those kids that have entrusted in you and I'm shown so much faith than to go ahead and go to the new school. You build relationships with coaches and teachers. It's those relationships that make it hard to move. But, this is such a great school over here, and the kids are awesome. I got some really good coaches, which made an easy transition for me.
Talking of high school football with Darren Fisher from Goddard Eisenhower, you are scheduled to start practice next Monday. 6 days away, but it feels like it's 60, given how things change on a daily basis. Are you expecting to get out and practice Monday? Are you expecting to play that first game on whatever Friday night that is, the first Friday night?
On a Thursday, don't
you? Is that your expectation?
Yeah, the one thing we decided on this summer is we're going to go ahead with everything that we have planned until they tell me differently. We tried at first to try to anticipate, are they going to shut us down? Are they not? And so we're just rolling like we're going to go ahead and play on that Thursday, on September 3rd. We're going to play Heights, and we're just going to keep going with as planned and follow the guidelines and keep going. I think that's all we can do. Instead of trying to anticipate and guess the best thing for our guys, we're going to try to do everything we can to plan September 3rd.
Absolutely. What about your team this year? Tell us just a little bit about some of your personnel. I know it's early. You haven't even gotten on the field for an official practice yet, but what excites you as you get closer to Monday about seeing this team?
You know, would be our seniors. We return a lot of seniors on defense. I got a defensive back, Cody Hauser, who is an unbelievable safety, and I got a linebacker who is, I think he's one of the best in the state as a junior, Cody Hawks. He's just phenomenal. And we got another D lineman, Ryan George, who led our league in sacks last year. So, you know, the defense is the heart of our program, but we got some stuff on offense. We got Nick Hogan, a 6'5 quarterback with a real strong arm, and I got a wide receiver that I don't know if anyone in the state will be able to cover. He's pretty shifty and fast, so we're going to rely heavily on him to make our offense go.
What's the name of that kid?
Mason Turney.
All right. Well, I'm writing that down. I'm looking for him to have a big year. We're talking high school football, Darren Fisher, Eisenhower High. I'm looking at your bio here on the Goddard USD website. It says you and your wife have two dogs, Tulo and Oliver, and two cats, Dexter and Jack. I'm a dog guy. My son Jeff here is a cat guy.
I'm an all-animals guy.
You have two of each. So where do you stand on this very important issue?
I'm a cat guy. I tell my kids that, and they're no way, coach. There's no way you're a cat guy. But I have a good reason to be a cat guy. I feel like cats are very independent, that I'm gone at football practice a lot, and I'm gone, you know, doing weights and teaching and things like that. And those cats can take care of themselves for a day or two, and they don't need a lot of my help to survive.
All right, I have a weird question for you. I asked my wife this the other day, and she was like, I assume so. So I drive by Goddard Eisenhower to get onto Kellogg to go to work every day. And over the weekend, we were driving by Eisenhower, and I said, I wonder if I could just get out and just walk on the track. Can I do that? Is the public allowed to just go onto the track and walk? Is that a thing, or did I just make that up?
I think that's made up. I know there's some people, we have just a fence, and I think some people may hop the fence to get themselves in. As far as I know, we lock the gates. So as far as I know, people aren't allowed to be on here unless they're with a coach.
Okay.
He lives in a rural area where there's a wonderful dirt road right there that he can walk all he wants. Why would?
Yeah, but then I'm home, and it's hard to get outside once you're home for the day. So if I just drove over to Eisenhower and walked on the track, I think that would be a lovely experience.
So you'd want to drive 10 miles and walk on a track.
Absolutely.
Rather than just...
Or just before I get home, because I have to pass it anyway, just get out and walk.
Sorry to bring you into that, Darren, but that makes no sense to me.
Well, it's good. Home, yeah, I go somewhere else to go to the gym. I have a gym at my house, and yet I go somewhere else to
lift.
Exactly. So I get it.
Well, it's really good talking to you. We wish you the best of luck, whatever that looks like. We hope that kids and coaches and teachers and everybody involved in these schools finds a way to stay safe. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas.
All right, that's Darren Fisher, the football coach at Eisenhower High School in Goddard. Surprised that he's a cat guy.
Well, who would be surprised about that?
I don't know.
Sounded like a rational person.
I like your cats. I get a kick out of them. But there's nothing like this puppy dog we have, Misty. Don't you enjoy getting the treatment when you walk in and you
of
get
course.
Home? And?
But as a five-cat household now, you're bound to run into a cat who wants some attention. And I like giving attention to the cats.
But do they give you the proper attention?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
You revel in Misty going nuts when you get here.
Of course,
every day.
I like greeting animals, and I'll continue to do it. We have two outside, one of the stray that hangs around, usually our house, and I love him. I love Punkin. I hate the name. I didn't come up with it. But I love the cat.
Well, I hope you love them all.
To varying degrees.
That's my hope. Because they're all worthy of your love. They're cats.
Yeah, but of course I love them all, but you don't have the connection, again, with all of them because they have different personalities. Just like you don't get along the same with every human.
Huh.
Based on different
every kid? Every child you had?
No, different.
You don't think you'd get... You think there would be a child that you preferred if you had more than one?
Saying the relationships are different. Of course, you love them all equally.
So you do love your cats equally?
No. Love Nelly Harris more.
Well, see, that's my point.
And then Punkin is probably my second favorite. Sue used to be my favorite, but she only hangs around my wife now. She's very
What about Seven?
Vindictive.
We have a very soft spot
I
for
love
Seven.
I don't know how she feels about being outside. I can't tell. I think she likes it, but I can't tell 100%.
Well... You just treat that cat well, as I know you do.
Of course.
And treat them all well.
Of course.
We're big pet people. I wish I had another dog or two, but we just don't see how that's feasible at this point.
Well, Misty keeps you busy.
Keep us busy. And she makes nights interesting because she sleeps right up on me with her body directly against mine. And I have about a 12-inch swath of mattress.
Well, that must be somewhat comforting.
I got this huge king-size mattress, and I'm over here sleeping like I'm in, on a cot.
Yeah, well, the things we do to accommodate our pets. I don't think you'd change it.
I don't think I'd change it, but my goodness. Yeah. You know what I spent on that mattress?
I don't.
No, you don't. And you don't care.
Not really.
And that's the thing.
My wife asked me this morning, or maybe last night, I don't remember, but she just out of nowhere, who do you love more, the Indians or Nettie Harris?
And who'd you say?
I said Nettie.
Wow.
I know. If she had asked me the Eagles, then it's different.
Eagles and Nettie Harris.
Eagles. Come on.
Don Henley or the Eagles?
Don.
Over the Eagles?
I don't know, man.
Wow. That is shocking.
Questions. Don't ask me those questions.
Why not?
Because it's too difficult to answer.
Like, well, I love the Eagles over Don Henley.
But if Don Henley wasn't in the Eagles, then you wouldn't love the Eagles as much. So I don't know.
But he is in the Eagles, and the sum of the parts is greater than the individual.
I could agree with that.
Thank you.
How many times have you watched their...
For instance, if you love this show, do you love this show more than you love me? Or do you love me more than you love this show?
Probably,
not even including you in the equation.
Probably the show trumps everything in that.
Or do you love you more than
yes.
me?
Yeah, I do.
Or the show?
Definitely.
Think about it.
It's tough.
All very interesting questions, if you ask me.
How much are you stalling for?
What do you mean? I'm not stalling for anything. I provide
the end
content.
Of the show. All right, lay out.
No, seriously. I can talk about anything. Point to something. I'll tell
you. Your guitar, what happened?
Haven't done much with it. Here's where I am in my life. I'm going to get out and walk for an hour a day.
It's a good idea.
That's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
So that leaves me.
2 or 3 miles. Worth.
No, it's more than 2 or 3 miles.
Probably walking about a 20-minute mile.
It's 3 miles. All right, there's the music signaling the end. I could go on for hours.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back with our final moments, The Drive on KFH.